各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上要跟大家继续来查考属灵真教会的挑战。
And tonight, the topic we will study together is the challenges of the spiritual true church.
要从哥林多前书第八章到第十章来看看我们怎么样来谨慎运用我们的知识以及自由。
And we will study 1 Corinthians chapter 8 to 10 to see how we can maximize our freedom.
记得小弟在年轻的时候，曾经常常听到一句话说，知识是叫人自高自大的，所以呢，你要追求学问的时候要很小心，不要变成很骄傲。
When I was younger, I remember hearing the phrase that went something like knowledge is power. And so people would tell me that I have to be careful when I know more knowledge.
那时候对年轻的学生来说，这个知识叫人自高自大，但是我们在学校里面教的是知识是让人有力量的，知识就是财富。所以当时候对这个讲法呢，事实上不是很了解。
At the time, I didn't really understand the meaning of this phrase because in school, they taught us that knowledge is power and that knowledge is wealth.
那在教会里面，他谈到说知识会叫人自高自大，到底在讲什么？
But in church, we say that knowledge allows you to be better and wiser. And what does this mean?
所以当时候有一些人觉得说不要追求太多的学问，因为如果太多知识会让人骄傲，所以呢，最后可能就不能得救。
And so at the time, some people would say that you shouldn't have too much schooling because if you have more schooling, you would have more knowledge and power, and in the end, you may not receive salvation.
那当时候当然也是会举一些例子，说某一些人啊，有一些很高的学问之后变坏了，然后就觉得说啊，真的好像啊，要追求知识要很小心。
And people would bring about certain examples to warn us that in pursuit of knowledge, we have to be very careful.
但后来在我们在读圣经的时候，就读到这句话。我们请翻开《哥林多前书》第八章。
But when we read the Bible, we read this phrase in 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
其实，当我们在应用这句话的时候，其实我们用的不太对的地方去了。
In actuality, often when we use this phrase, we put it in the wrong category.
我们看《哥林多前书》第八章的第一节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
这里说论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Verse 1, now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
这个知识叫人自高自大就是从这一句来的。
And the phrase knowledge puffs up originates from this verse.
但其实这一句话的知识在讲祭偶像之物，有关于祭偶像之物的知识。
But the knowledge in the context of this chapter is worshiping idols.
所以有时候我们在读圣经的时候，我们应用圣经的时候，不可以断章取义，不可以把这一句拿出来，然后就开始大做文章说，说知识就叫人自高自大的。
And so when we study the Bible, we cannot extract a single phrase let it mean another thing and take it out of the context.
那所以其实在这里所讲的这个知识，跟有关于偶像跟真神的知识啊。
And so the knowledge in this chapter talks about the knowledge towards idols and the knowledge towards God.
那现在我们请看第二节。
Now let's look at chapter 8 verse 2.
这里说若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍然是不知道。
Verse 2, and if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know.
就好像所以会有一些人自以为知道什么，但其实他是不知道了。
And so what this means is that some people may think they know everything, but in actuality, they do not know much.
也就是说，有一些我们人间认为的知识呢，其实在如果更深入去查考，可能会觉得说，哎，我们所知道的以前认为知道的，事实上是可能不对的。
And so what we perceive as knowledge at first sight, when we study it further and look into it further, we know that we actually don't know much about the topic.
因为第二节是说有人以为自己知道什么嘛。
Because in verse 2 it says that if anyone thinks that he knows anything.
所以如果从人的角度去看说我知道什么，那么可能最后是真的不知道。
And so from man's perspective, if we think that we know something, in the end we may not really be familiar with it.
但是如果从神的角度，从真理角度去知道真理的话，可能就会知道那个原因了。
But from God's perspective, from the perspective of the truth, if we study it, we may know the reason.
所以第二节在讲这个有关于知识，其实我们可能最后是什么都不知道。
And so in verse 2, when it talks about knowledge, it says that in the end, we may not know anything.
但是第三节是说有人爱神，这个人乃是神所知道的。
But verse 3 says, but if anyone loves God, this one is known by him.
所以第一节是第一节他本来就已经提到说爱心能够造就人。
And so in verse 1, it already brings up that love edifies.
那所以真正爱神的人是神知道的，他这个爱会造就人，会让人得益处的。
And so true love is those who love God and whom God knows, and this love can edify.
那所以现在有关于这个知识跟爱心的问题呢，就在当时候哥林多教会来说，变成一个有一些人他们会很强调说我知道什么，但是其实从保罗的角度说，他们是不知道。
And so in the context of knowledge and love in the church of Corinth, some believers would state that they know a lot, but from Paul's perspective, they do not know much at all.
那这个就是有关于当时候他们在市场上买肉回来吃的这件事情上，他们有很多的疑问。
And this happened when the believers bought meat back to eat, and they had a lot of questions.
那这件事情，从市场上买肉回来这件事情呢，不是只有在哥林多这个地方有这个问题，在罗马的地方也是有同样问题。
And the scenario didn't only happen in the church of Corinth, but also happened in Rome.
也就是说，在罗马帝国那个时代，有很多不同的宗教信仰。那好像很多很多地方的人，他们都习惯性的把他们这个特别是牲畜的这个肉，先献给他们所拜的神之后，再到市场上去卖的。
And in Rome, there were many people who would buy meat home and offer it to idols, and afterwards they would sell that meat.
那所以就当时来说，有些人因为之前他们在来信耶稣以前，他们本来也是拜惯偶像的人。
And before they came to believe in Christ, they would also worship idols.
也就是说，其实，在哥林多的信徒跟在罗马的地区的信徒，大部分也都是从外邦非犹太人来信耶稣的。
And so in the church of Corinth and the church of Rome, a lot of the believers used to be non-believers and Gentiles.
他们对拜偶像这件事情已经很习惯了。
And they were accustomed to worshiping idols.
我们看哥林多前书十二章的第二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
12 verse 2.
你们做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引、受迷惑、去服侍那哑巴偶像？这是你们知道的。
To you know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led.
所以当时候他们去拜这些哑巴偶像啊，他们实际上是被牵引、受迷惑，也就是说，被这个风俗，也被这个邪灵的迷惑去敬拜偶像的。
And so these believers used to be Gentiles, and they were carried away worshiping different idols.
那他们当然在拜偶像的时候，在偶像里面，他们就有各种不一样他们的敬拜的仪式。
And in worshiping different idols, they would follow different customs.
那很多时候，他们这个拜的这个风俗里面呢，都会把我们人间所用的这些食物呢，把它奉献给他们认为的神要来享用的。
And in many of these customs, they would offer the food to the idols, to give to the idols to enjoy.
其实这个都是将那个没有看见的神呢，用人间的这些逻辑想法，想说，那我们人需要吃啊，那这个神应该也是要吃啊。
And actually, the process of offering food to idols was using man's perspective for the idols, because since man has to eat, they think that the idols have to eat as well.
所以将我们人间所有的这个习惯，我们这个想法呢，把它应用在这个不能看见的属灵的事情上。
And so they put the thinking and the habits of people onto that of the idols.
那所以在当世代，很多人他们拜惯偶像以后，他们来信了耶稣。这个是一个巨大的转变，他们包括生活形态以及他们的思想观念都要跟着变才可以的。
And so for these Gentiles in converting to their faith, it was a drastic change for their daily lifestyle and their customs.
那所以当时候有些人就认为说呢，那个市场上买的肉最好不要吃。
And there were some people at the time who thought that it is better not to buy meat in the marketplace.
那因为通常他们都是这个杀牲畜，用牲畜的肉来献给他们的偶像的。
Because often this meat was used to offer to various idols.
也很奇怪，从古时候到现在，总是认为说这个动物用动物的生理啊祭物啊比较有诚意，好像比较贵重。
And ever since the ancient days, they believed that using the meat of animals was better to offer to their idols.
因为这跟生命有关系。
Because this had the this had life in it.
对，这个就是因为我们现在是要杀这个动物之后，才会有这个肉来献祭嘛。
Because the thinking was that you had to kill an animal, in order to have the meat to offer to the idols.
那这个菜蔬呢？这个从土地长出来这些东西，植物本身好像就比较没有价值。
And with this thinking, the vegetation did not have much value to offer to the idols.
因为这个土地有时候自己跑出东西出来，你不要去做什么，它就自己有啊。
Because sometimes certain plants will grow out of the dirt without you doing anything.
所以就当时候来说，有人就觉得说，那我就选择不要吃肉了。
And so at the time, some people would say that they would not eat meat.
我们现在看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
那选择不吃肉的人，在当时候就被称为做信心软弱的人。
And at the time, the people who were vegetarian were considered weak in faith.
我们看罗马书十四章的第一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 1.
这里说信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。第二节。
Verse 2.
有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。第三节。
Verse 3.
吃的人不可轻看，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。第四节。
Verse 4.
他说你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？那这段圣经应该讲说，有些人呢，他们就不吃肉了。
And this passage states that there were some people who were vegetarian.
因为他们认为啊，这个肉啊已经被献祭给他们的偶像了。
Because they believed that the meat had already been offered to idols.
在市场上，有些人他们真的把他们的所屠宰的牲畜先献完祭之后，再拿出来卖啊。
And there were people who would offer the meat to idols and then bring them out to sell it.
所以呢，现在在哥林多这个地方，我们看回来哥林多前书第八章。
So let's turn back to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
现在保罗他一开始论到这个有关祭偶像之物的时候，他要解决教会里面的这些争论，就是说到底可不可以吃，在市场上买的肉要不要吃啊。
And when Paul brought up this passage, he was arguing whether they should eat meat that was sold at the marketplace.
他现在先提到两个问题，就是一个有知识的跟一个有爱心的。
And he brings up two ideas, one that is knowledge and the other which is love.
那第一节他说论到祭偶像之物，我们都晓得，我们都有知识啊。
And Paul says in verse 1, now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge.
那大家都知道知识是什么？
Because everyone knows what knowledge is.
在使徒行传第十五章第一次耶路撒冷开会议的时候，也就是说保罗他第一次传福音以后，教会就出现一个争论，所以后来就开了耶路撒冷的会议。
In Acts chapter 15 at the meeting in Jerusalem they met to discuss an important topic.
也就是说外邦人现在来信主之后，他们要不要再守律法了。
And the topic was when Gentiles converted to the truth, whether they have to abide by the law.
那到了使徒行传第十五章的地方呢，他们就开会议，就做了一个结论了。
And in Acts chapter 15, they met for a meeting and debated about this topic.
那这个结论，如果我们记得的话，很清楚，讲述四件事情。
And if we remember, during this meeting, they brought about four topics.
我们现在看使徒行传第十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
十五章二十八节。
15:28.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节，就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血、乐死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。这几节圣经我们都很熟的。
And we are very familiar with these two verses.
当然，这个圣灵跟使徒们共同定义的第一件事情就是要禁戒祭偶像之物。
And the first rule that they established was to abstain from things offered to idols.
所以后来这个决议就传到各教会去，让众信徒来遵守了。
And so eventually the meeting and the results were spread to all the churches for all the believers to abide.
当然也一定传到哥林多这个地方来的。
And of course this also spread to the church in Corinth.
所以有关于祭偶像之物，这个是我们信主耶稣人不要吃的，这个是很明显。
And so to abstain from things offered to idols for us as believers is something that is very important.
也就是说其实这个事情我们每一个人都听过也都接受的道理。
In other words, what this means is that this is something we are all familiar with and have all heard of.
那但是为什么现在接下去八章的第一节，接下来保罗他会提到说知识是叫人自高自大。
But how come in 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1, Paul would say that knowledge puffs up?
这个知识不是每个人都有的吗？为什么会最后会让人觉得自高起来了？
Isn't this knowledge something that everyone possesses? But how come in the end it allows people to puff up?
然后就反而就不会去 考虑到爱心的问题。
And in the end, they will not consider love.
也就是说有些人他可能对这件事情的认识还不太一样的时候，他可能会有一些保留，他对这件事情。
And what this means is that if someone is not familiar with something, they may have untrue perceptions towards it.
那我们现在看八章《哥林多前书》第八章的第四节。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4.
我们现在再来看他们说第四节说论到吃祭偶像之物。
And in verse 4, they are talking about things concerning eating of things offered to idols.
好了，现在是要解决这个到底要不要吃的问题了。
And now he wants to talk about whether or not we should eat things offered to idols.
啊，跟你这个问题，保罗他解决的方法是说，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么。
And Paul's solution to this matter is that he knows an idol is nothing in this world.
哎，知道说神只有一位，再没有别的神，所以独一的真神，这个他是开宗明义先强调的。
And, Paul also emphasizes that there is only one true God.
那这个偶像算不得，因为有很多称为神的，在天在地。像许多的神，许多的主，也就是说，这个偶像满街都是。
And so compared to God, idols are found to be present everywhere, and they are nothing in this world.
但是第六节他就特别强调说，我们只有一位神，就是父，万物本于他，我们也归于他。
Verse 6, Paul stresses that there is only one God, the Father of whom are all things.
然后有一位主，就是主耶稣基督。万物是借他有的，我们也是借他有的。
And he says there is one Lord Jesus Christ through whom all are all things.
那、啊、其实从第八章第六节就看到这个一位神跟这一位主啊，这基本上就是一样。
And so in verse 6 we see there's one God and one Lord Jesus Christ, which are one and the same.
万物都是从他开始的。
And everything comes through him.
那我们也是借着他有的，我们也是属于这个独一真神的。
And
我们是被造的。
Because we are created by him, we are also considered of him.
所以现在他说论到吃祭偶像，他说偶像算不得什么。
And so, from Paul's perspective, idol is nothing in this world.
所以就当时来说，保罗他现在觉得说，这个应该是很清楚，偶像跟真神这个知识，我们每个人都很知道的。
And Paul stresses the difference between idols and God because he says it's something that everyone should be familiar with.
好，第七节了。
In verse 7,
但是人不多有这等知识，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
Verse 7, however, there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled.
现在这里有一种人啊，所以有人就是不都有这等知识，也就是说，诶，这个，他们还没有办法了解说偶像其实算不得什么。
And in verse 7, Paul says that there are some people who do not realize that idols are nothing in this world.
那这个这些食物啊，这些食物我们在市场上买的，其实是可以买回来吃的，没有问题的。
And so even though this meat is something that we can buy and eat,
但是这些人是因为他们说因为拜惯了偶像，所以就以为所吃的从市场上买回来的这些吃的食物啊，特别是肉啊，是拜过偶像。
But there are some people, because they are conscious of the idol, they think that the meat that they purchased were offered to idols at one time.
纯粹是因为他们已经很习惯了他们这个过去的信仰，所以他们就会将他们把这个食物当作说，就像以前他们都是拜过偶像来吃的，然后就好像。这个习惯还改不过来。
And it is because these people are familiar with their prior faith that they cannot change their habits of offering to idols.
那这个就对保罗来说，那个这种人叫做信心软弱了。
And to Paul, these people are weak in their conscience.
那他们也是良心软弱，良心这个在这种怀疑底下、啊、就污秽了。
And not only is their faith weak, but also their conscience, because in these scenarios, they are likely to stumble.
我们现在看一下那个罗马书第十四章，再看回来嘛。罗马书十四章。
Let's look back to the book of Romans, chapter 14.
罗马书十四章啊。
Romans chapter 14.
我们现在来看第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
13.
十四章十三节说，所以我们不可在彼此论断，宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。十四节
，Verse 14，
我凭着主耶稣却知深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。 这里讲到说，如果人以为不洁净了，在他就不洁净了。
And here it says that if someone is convinced that there is nothing unclean, then it is unclean.
那也就是说，像哥林多教会的这些信徒们，他们良心软弱，他们就是以为说现在买回来的东西都已经拜过偶像。
And what this means is that for the people whose faith are weak, they think that the food they purchase has been offered to idols.
所以他现在市场买回来的东西，他吃了，但是天天良心不安呢。
And so when they buy the food from the marketplace and eat it, then their conscience is defiled.
那如果从罗马书第十四章看来啊，当我们对一件事情信不是出于信心啊，有疑惑哦，那这个时候就是一种过犯了。
And we know from verse 14 that if we have knowledge that if anything is unclean, then it is unclean, and this is a sin.
我们现在看第十四章第二十三节。
Let's turn to verse 23.
若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
Verse 23, for he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin.
那这个就是你看在哥林多前书第八章这里啊，这些人他信心他良心软弱 他良心也就这样子污秽，就是因为他有怀疑说这些东西拜偶像我不应该吃的，但是我现在买回来吃真的很不应该啊。
And from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, we know that the people whose conscience is weak and their faith is weak, they are sinning because they think that they cannot eat these foods.
那所以现在有关于这个 吃食物这件事情呢，那个哥林多前书八章第八节呢，现在保罗他就提一个重点，他说其实食物不能够叫神看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
And in verse 8, Paul says that, but food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse.
也就是说，其实食物本身不是重点。
What this means is that the point is not about the food.
真正有影响的就是我们内心到底是不是存疑心，还是真的有信心说啊，凡物都可吃。
But what is more influential is how we feel in our conscience, whether we can eat it or we cannot.
所以其实在乎我们吃食物的心态。
And so in regards to the attitude of us consuming food.
我们如果现在了解这个有关于祭偶像的物，有关于吃祭偶像的物，那我们现在如果相信说，哎，市场上买的回来的东西是神所赐给我吃的，感谢就吃就没问题。
So in regards to food offered to idols, if we buy food from the marketplace and think that all the food is offered to us, allowed to us by God, then we have no problems at all.
但是如果我们有疑问，这件事情没有解决，那这个时候他圣经里面说是良心软弱，良心就这样污秽了。
But if we have these doubts, then the Bible says that our conscience is weak and becomes defiled.
那罗马书十四章里面他要提到说，其实神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎啊是。公义和平圣灵中的喜乐。
And in the book of Romans it says that the kingdom of God is not about eating or drinking but about righteousness and peace and joy.
那现在如果真的有知识的人，那他如果了解了，就觉得那很放心了，我现在去买食物回来吃没有什么问题。
And the people who possess enough faith may go to the marketplace and buy these foods and eat it without a problem.
可是有些人他没有这个知识。
But unfortunately, there are some people who do not have this knowledge.
好了，现在就变成两种人。
And so now we have two different types of people.
有一种是有知识、信心比较刚强的人。
The first is a group of people who have knowledge and whose faith is stronger.
有一种人是信心比较软弱、良心比较不安的这群人。
And the second is the people whose faith is weaker and whose conscience is also weaker.
那就圣经看来，当时候这两种人。就彼此有就有一些话，就有一些不愉快的事情发生了，就会彼此论断，然后就不然就彼此批评了。
And so from in biblical times, between these two parties, they would criticize one another and judge one another.
好，那现在就接下来就提到一个问题了。我现在有知识，我可以吃我市场买回来的东西。
And now it poses the question that since I have the knowledge, I can go to the marketplace and buy these foods and consume it.
那我也知道这个偶像算不得什么。
Because I know that idols are nothing in this world.
所以呢，现在这个偶像庙，他们在拜所谓的神，其实如果从神是独一的神，其他都没有神，那这个建筑物又算得什么呢？
And so because this category of people know that idols and temples are nothing compared to the one true God, they think that they are able to eat this food.
所以现在就有一个问题来了，就是说我知道，然后我也可以做，我有自由去做或不做。
And the problem arises that because I have this knowledge, I have the freedom whether to do this or not.
我们现在来看回来哥林多前书第八章的第九节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
第八章九节说，只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们的这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Verse 9, but beware lest somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak.
十节说，若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？
Verse 10, for if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat these things offered to idols?
当然这句话第九节一定是对那些自以为有知识信心刚强的人讲的。
And of course, verse 9 is targeted towards those people who have strong faith, and who have this knowledge.
保罗提出来说，你们一定要谨慎哦，这是一个警告。
And this is actually a warning from Paul.
这些人是有知识，而且认为偶像算不得什么，所以他就很放胆的自由出入这个庙宇，甚至在里面跟着里面的人一起坐席吃喝。
And these people have the knowledge and think that they have strong faith, so they are okay with going into the temple and eating and drinking there.
那这里说第九节那里这个自由这个字眼呢、啊，特别注意一下这个自由了。
And we have to be especially cognizant of this word liberty in verse 9.
那这个自由呢，在哥林多前书里面呢、啊，有关这个字啊，它在其他的除了这一节之外，都是跟权柄有关系。权柄 power, authority.
And in all of 1 Corinthians, the word liberty has to do with power and authority.
我们如果 查那个希腊文、哦、它这个每一个字都有编号，你就查这个字在这卷书里面它怎么用的，这个字都是用在有权柄这个方面。
And if we look at the meaning of liberty in 1 Corinthians, the use of it is all about power and about authority.
也就是说他说：“你们这些信心刚强的人，这些有知识的人呢、啊？你现在认为说你有能力去做判断，说好这个事情也没有什么，所以我其实这样去做，我去偶像庙坐席，哎，不算得什么。”
And so for the individuals who have stronger faith, they think that they can go in and out of the temple, and it is nothing.
这些人是可以有能力做判断的，他可以选择去或不去，他觉得这件事情很自由。
It is because they have the knowledge to make this decision, and they think that they have this liberty.
但是现在这些人他选择说，哎，他在偶像庙里面坐席，他就没有想到说有些软弱的人呢、啊，他看到他这样做，他就可能就会放胆真的去吃祭偶像之物。
But these people are not aware that their action of doing so may become a stumbling block to those who are weaker in faith.
那这些本来信心比较软弱的，就是良心已经软弱的，他现在看到这个有知识的人他这样做的结果，他可能就觉得说，哎，他吃祭偶像的东西也不算什么了。
And so for those who are weak in faith, when they see those stronger in faith go in and out of the temple and eat and drink in there, they may think that this eating and drinking the things offered to idols is nothing.
那吃祭偶像之物有什么结果？
And what is the result of eating food offered to idols?
我们现在看第十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
因此，基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因你的知识沉沦了。
Verse 11, and because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died.
然后你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
Verse 12, when you thus sin against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
所以这里啊，这个信心软弱的这些弟兄，如果真的是去吃了祭偶像之物，圣经是说他们其实就得罪了主耶稣基督了。
And so, if those weaker in conscience eat food offered to idols, then they have sinned against Christ.
他们也可能这样子真的就沉沦了。
And because of this, they might very well perish.
那这个在有知识人在偶像庙坐席这个人，最后他也是等于得罪基督一样。
And in the end, the person with stronger faith and with this knowledge will be considered to have sinned against Christ as well.
因为他让他的弟兄不能得救。
because they were a stumbling block to their brother, preventing them from being saved.
所以我们现在看到了这有两个问题的。
And so from here we see that there are two questions.
一个有知识的人，他觉得我什么事情都可以做，这件事情不算得什么。
And there is one person who has knowledge and thinks that they can do anything.
然后他去做他觉得可以做的事情，结果是让信心软弱的弟兄因此得沉沦，不能得救。
But in doing what he thinks is okay, he actually allows the brother who is weaker in faith sin against God and not be saved.
所以本来是好的知识，本来是可以叫人自由去做，自由做行事的这个好的东西，最后变成不好的。
So what once was a harmless knowledge actually is a stumbling block and becomes bad in terms of knowledge.
所以让我们看到说，今天我们对知识跟我们所谓的自由，一定要很小心的去运用它。
And the lesson for us is that we have to be very careful about knowledge and liberty.
如果我们运用不当，我们可能最后本身就变成得罪基督的人，我们自己本身的得救都变成有问题了。
If we abuse our knowledge and our liberty, then in the end, we may sin against Christ.
那现在保罗他接下来他讲了一句话，在第十三节说。
And in verse 13, Paul says something.
他说：“所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。”
He says, "Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble."
那这个保罗之所以会下这个结论，他是出于考虑到我的弟兄会因我这样做而损失，不能得救。那我绝对不可以这样做了。
And the reason why Paul came to this conclusion was because he did not want his brother to stumble.
那我们现在再看罗马书第十四章。
Now let's turn back to Romans chapter 14.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可以因你的食物叫他败坏。
Verse 15. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died.
看第十九节。
Let's turn to verse 19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立德性的事。二十节。
Verse 20.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。这两节圣经其实讲得非常严厉的。
And verse 19 and 20 actually has great repercussions.
如果我们所认为有的知识以及我们的自由，如果不是按着爱人的道理来做出来，最后有可能变成我们会犯罪的。
Even if we possess knowledge, if we do not execute our knowledge with love, in the end we may sin against God.
而且是在这种吃东西这种小事上自己得罪，而且让弟兄受亏损。
And moreover, it is sinning against God in something as minor as food and allowing our brother to stumble.
所以其实是一件小事可以变成很严重了。
And so, over something very irrelevant, it may become something that is very important.
其实就是因为我觉得我可以做，我也有自由去做，然后我不小心我就变成别人的绊脚石。
And the root of this is because someone does something they think is okay, but in the end they become someone's stumbling block.
但是我们看这个使徒保罗，他就非常的小心了。
But we see from Paul's example that he was actually very careful.
他说他凡事他都会想到这个其他人会不会有益处，他会不会造成别人的阻碍在信仰上。
And so in his faith, Paul would be very considerate of whether his actions would cause other brothers to stumble.
他真的是凡事按着爱人的道理行的。
And we see from his example that he actually walked in love.
所以他凡事会考虑别人，是为什么后来保罗在哥林多前书十三章里面讲爱的道理讲得那么深入。
And it was also why he would go in depth about love in 1 Corinthians 13.
因为他自己本身就是这样 在实行。
Because this was how he walked in his daily life.
那这个就是他的谨守，他本身很重视，就是最关心的就是我的弟兄们能不能得救。
Because what he was most careful of is whether his brothers would be saved.
任何一件会让弟兄跌倒，在信仰上跌倒，他一概不做，就是永远都不做。
And if one of his actions would cause his fellow brother to sin, he would no longer do it.
因为保罗他这个。神的仆人他所留下的榜样啊，对我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹来说，都是一个非常强有力的这个见证。
And so, the example that Paul has left is a good testimony for all of us here.
我们今天有时候我们会觉得说， 我这样做是我的自由，跟你合适，跟你何干？
And oftentimes we might think that what we do is our own freedom and liberty, and it has nothing to do with other people.
我如果什么不满意，我可能就要讲了，因为我觉得这是我的权利啊。
And we might think that we have the power to speak our mind if we feel a certain way because it is our liberty.
啊，我若是觉得说这个东西没有什么问题，这样做。你认为有问题是你的问题，不是我的问题。
And we might think that we can do anything we want, and if someone has a problem with it, it is their problem and not ours.
我只要不要违反真理，我只要是不违反我们的教义，我做这个事都没问题啊。
And we may think that as long as we abide by the truth, whatever we do is okay.
但其实这样的想法本身就是错误的。
But actually, this type of thinking is wrong in and of itself.
因为我们在做每一件事情的同时，一定要想到我的做的事情会不会。对别人有帮助，还是会让人 得损失。
Because in every action that we make, we have to consider whether it is beneficial or harmful for our brothers.
那保罗他讲这个，他宁可为了爱人、爱弟兄姐妹、关心他们的得救问题，他放弃他的自由。
And Paul has stated that he, out of love, is willing to let go of his freedom.
他讲那句话说：“弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉。”这是一种励志。
And for him to say that if it allows my brother to stumble, I will stay away from the food. And this is a type of
determination. 那他本身，你看后来哥林多前书第九章，我们现在看回第九章。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
现在保罗他就用他自己本身来做例子了。
And in chapter 9, Paul uses himself as an example.
他现在为了要让弟兄都能得救，他现在选择我宁可放弃我的自由。
And because Paul wants his brothers to be saved, he is willing to give up his freedom.
第九章整章都保罗他讲他自己。
And in chapter 9, Paul talks about himself.
这个什么叫做他行事是按爱人的道理而行，他做事都是考虑到爱心问题的。
And in all his actions, he walks in love.
都是为了福音的缘故，都是要让人得救的。
And he walks in the gospel to allow people to be saved.
第九章第一节。
9 verse 1.
他说我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里面所做的工吗？
Verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord?
保罗是自由的，没有人管他了。
And Paul indeed is free. No one would care about him.
在第一章开始在讲那个哥林多教会的纷争的时候，有人说我是属保罗的。
And in the beginning of 1 Corinthians, some people would say that they belong to Paul.
我们说过，有些人认为自由派的就是属保罗，他是因为我是自由的啦。
And some people thought that because they were free, they belonged to Paul.
我们现在已经不守律法了。
And that they were no longer abiding by the law.
在基督里面，我们得自由，得释放。
Because in Christ, they were free.
那保罗他说他是使徒，他是蒙召做使徒，做神的仆人的。
But Paul says that he's free, that he's an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他是亲自见过主耶稣基督，在灵里面。好像跟神提到被神提到那个第三层天去的。
That he has personally seen Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也曾经跟他显现。
And that Jesus Christ has appeared to him.
这是在第十五章里面他自己说的。
And this was mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15.
然后他说：“你们不是我在主里面所做之工吗？”已经哥林多教会是保罗建立起来的。
And he says, "Are you not my work in the Lord?" Meaning that the church of Corinth was established by Paul.
那他特别提到说，如果我不是使徒，那对你们更多教会人来说，我总是使徒啊，因为你们就是我的工作做起来的啊。
And he asks, "Am I not an apostle?" Because he is that he established the church of Corinth.
那他如果是使徒的话，他应该就享有使徒的权柄。
And if he was an apostle, he thought that he should be free as an apostle.
他有权柄享受他应该得到的。
And he would have the freedom to obtain what he has worked towards.
也就是说，他是可以靠福音养生的，就是他可以不用那么辛苦啊，自己去支帐篷，然后才有一些生活费。
And what this means is that he does not have to live such a difficult life.
他为了福音的缘故，他宁可放弃他有的自由跟他所享受的权利。
But for the sake of the gospel, Paul was willing to let go of his freedom.
所以从第四节，从九章的第四节开始到第十四节，都是保罗他在讲说他现在宁可放弃，他都不要用了。
So from chapter 9 verse 4 to 14, Paul talks about how he was willing to give up his freedom.
他为什么要放弃？
And why was he willing to give up his freedom?
就是因为第十五节。
It is because in verse 15,
这钱饼我全没有用过，我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。十六节
16.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的，若不传我就有祸了。十七节
Verse 17.
我若甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任却已经托付我了。十八节
Verse 18.
即使这样我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。十九节
19.
我虽是自由的无人辖管，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。这段圣经啊，就是这个，就是这个使徒保罗 他这个做一个魔幻的神的仆人 的榜样。
And this passage is exemplary of Paul's example as a servant of God.
他为了要对外传福音，他为了要对内坚固信徒的信心啊，他选择牺牲跟放弃他一切所有的自由跟 权利。
And in order to preach the gospel to outsiders and to strengthen the faith of the believers, he was willing to give up his freedom.
他甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。
And he was willing to become servant for Christ in order to obtain more believers.
所以对内来说，他说他的赏赐就是让人不花钱白白得福音，就是说不要因为好像要付钱去供养他，好像他在得福音的时候就好像付一个代价一样，不是白白得来的。
And so he wants his believers to know that their faith is not given freely.
他们的福音是白白得来的。
That their gospel is given freely.
就是他们不用付代价。
And what this means is that they do not have to pay a price to obtain it.
保罗他觉得说，如果大家觉得说这个福音就是真的是白白神赏赐的哦，大家有对有这个福音有这样的感动，他说这个就是我的赏赐啊。
And so Paul says that his reward is for the believers to understand that the gospel of God is given freely by the grace of God.
然后呢？那现在你看他如果对外在传福音的事情上他怎么做的
？And now we will look at how he approached preaching the gospel to outsiders.
你看从第二十节开始啊。
Starting from verse 20.
他说像犹太人，他要做犹太人。
And he says to the Jews, I become a Jew.
不管对什么人，他就是为了他就是屈就他自己。为了要去得到这种人
，and he would become whoever he was preaching to in order to obtain these people.
你现在我们跳过去看第二十二节。
Now let's turn to verse 22.
他说：“像软弱人，我就做软弱的人，为要得到软弱的人；像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。”
Verse 22: To the weak, I became as weak that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some.
他的目标很清楚，他现在就是为了要救一些人，让人从黑暗当中归向光明。
And Paul's goal was simple, was to save some people from darkness towards light.
然后他说，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。第二十三节这样说。
Verse 23 says that now this I do for the gospel's sake.
为要使人要与人同得这福音的好处。
That I may be partaker of it with you.
这个就是保罗他宁可做放弃自由，他牺牲他一切的权利。就是为了要与人同得这福音的好处。
And this was the reason why Paul was willing to give up his freedom to partake the gospel with the believers.
保罗很有知识，他对道理很懂的。
And we know that Paul had much knowledge and he was very familiar with the gospel.
保罗他是自由的，没有人辖管的，但是他宁可为了福音的缘故做众人的仆人。
And Paul had his own freedom, but he was willing to give up his freedom to be the servant for the believers.
他本身真的是做一个榜样，他现在举他自己做例子，这些我都放弃了。
In chapter 9, he used himself as an example because he gave up all these things.
那他在传福音给别人的时候，他自己本身当然也很在意他是不是能得救了。
And when he was preaching the gospel to other people, he was also very aware of whether or not he would be saved.
保罗他说，你看接下来看第九章第二十四节开始。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 24.
二十四节到二十七节。
24 to 27.
这一段呢？他在讲说，他现在什么事情事实上都是有节制的。第二十五节说
，And in verse 25, he knows that in everything there is a price.
有节制啊，他是就像遵照那个规矩，他为了要得到那个冠冕啊，他攻克己身，就是他 discipline 他自己。
And that in order to obtain the crown, he had to be very disciplined.
好，那他的目标就是要得到那个不能坏的生命的冠冕。
And his goal was to obtain the crown of righteousness.
然后，所以他凡事都有节制。
And so in all things, he had much discipline.
然后他的服事是非常有目标，他不是对空气打拳的。
And he had a very clear and definite goal, and he did not beat the air.
然后他很严格的自我要求。
And he had very high expectations for himself.
就是说，他要叫他的肉身服他，然后恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
And he did this by disciplining his body and bringing it into subjection.
我们就看到说，这个神的仆人啊，这个神的仆人，他真的是为了福音的缘故啊，他做了很多很多，他认为很值得的牺牲啊。
And so we see that as a servant of Christ, Paul was very disciplined and gave up a lot of his freedom for Christ.
那所以这个时候就是其实对那些自以为有知识人，给他们一个参考，他自己本身以身作则。
And so he used himself as an example to teach the idea of knowledge and love.
那这些就是对当时候自以为有知识、自高自大人，保罗提醒他们你要小心呢、啊。
And so to the people who had much knowledge, he told them that they had to beware.
你自以为有知识，最后有可能成为神不喜悦的人呢、啊。
Because those who think they know much may become those that God is not pleased with.
好，现在第九章，保罗他讲完他自己以后，接下来第十章，他用这些他们选民的祖宗来做例子来说明。
And then in chapter 10, God uses the Israelites as an example.
就是要小心哦，不要虽然像祖宗他们已经过红海了，都已经在旷野里面有这么多恩典，但最后他们成为什么样的人呢？
And he uses the Israelites as an example because they had crossed the Red Sea and had received much grace from God. But what happened to them in the end?
第五节
Verse 5
十章五节
10 verse 5
他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭了。
Verse 5 But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
小心不要成为神不喜欢的人。
And so this is a lesson to them and to us to not be disliked by God.
今天自以为有知识可以运用自己的自由的人，有可能会重蹈这些祖宗的错误，最后倒在旷野。
And so for those with much knowledge may in the end God may not be pleased with them and their bodies may be scattered in the wilderness.
第六节说这些事都是我们的警戒，叫我们不要犯他们的错误了。
Verse 6, Paul says that these teachings are an example for us so that we will not make the same mistake as them.
从五节到第十三节，这个就是他举例五件事情。
And from verse 5 to 13, Paul brought up five different examples.
就是要他们不要成为神不喜欢的，如果神不喜欢，那最后倒在旷野你就没办法得救。
To prevent the church from not being disliked by God so that they can be saved.
第十一节说
Verse 11 says
他们遭遇这些事情都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And verse 11 says that these things happened to them as examples and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
十二节说
Verse 12
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Verse 12, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
谁会自以为站立得稳？
Who thinks of themselves as strong?
就是那个自以为信心刚强的。
And these are the people who think that their faith is very strong.
以为自己有知识的。
And they think that they possess much knowledge.
这个偶像算什么？
And they may think that idols are nothing.
魔鬼算什么？
That the devil is nothing.
这件事情不是很简单吗？
And the situation is very easy to tackle.
但是可能这些自以为有知识的可能是一个很没有爱心的。
But these people with much knowledge may not possess much love.
因为他可以很自由地做选择，可是他就不会想到别人可能会因为你的选择跌倒。
But it is because they have much freedom to make their own decisions, but may not think about whether it causes other people to stumble.
这个圣经里面一直提出说要谨慎，免得跌倒。
And in these passages, it stresses that you have to beware lest we fall.
好，然后到了第十章十四节开始。
And from chapter 10, verse 14.
十四节到第二十二节。
From 14 to 22.
其实是保罗针对更多教会有关于这个吃祭偶像之物最后所下的结论。
It is the conclusion of the matter that Paul had towards the church of Corinth and eating food offered to idols.
因为从第八章、第九章、第十章，基本上他就为了要解决这个吃祭偶像之物这个争议。
Because in these three chapters, he wanted to settle the debate of whether to eat food offered to idols.
他最后提醒是说，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
And his last reminder is to flee anything that has to do with idols.
你们要审查我的话，第十五节说的。
And verse 15 says that you have to judge for yourselves what I say.
因为他现在提醒出他们现在已经在领神的杯了，就是在领圣餐了。
And he reminds the believers that they are now partaking in the Holy Communion.
你看我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
And that they are partaking in the cup and the bread, which is Christ.
我们事实上是以主耶稣基督有份的。
And because they have communion with the body of Christ.
好，我们看现在看第十九节。
Let's turn to verse 19.
我是怎么说呢？岂是说祭偶像之物算的什么吗？或者说偶像算的什么呢？二十节。
Verse 20.
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。二十一节。
Verse 21.
你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯；不能吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。二十二节。
Verse 22.
我们可惹主的恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？这段圣经啊，保罗提到说，其实他说，我岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？
And in this passage, Paul brings up that eating the food of the idols, what does that mean?
我乃是说，他说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。
Rather, what he means is that Gentiles are sacrificing to demons and not to God.
结论就是我们不可以去吃祭偶像之物。结论就是我们不可以吃祭偶像之物。
And the conclusion of the matter is we cannot partake the food offered to idols.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他说这个祭偶像之物事实上是祭鬼，那我现在去吃的就是跟鬼相交，跟鬼有份。
Because the food offered to idols has to do with demons, and when we partake of the food, we are partaking with the demons.
他说这怎么可以？我们现在已经跟主耶稣统领主耶稣的身体，跟主耶稣相交了，怎么再去跟鬼有关系呢？
We cannot do this because we already have communion with Christ, and we cannot also have communion with the devil.
所以第二个，保罗说：“我们可以再惹神的愤恨吗？可以再让神嫉妒我们所做出的选择吗
？”And in verse 22, Paul says that this would provoke the Lord to jealousy.
我们不可以再去惹神的愤恨。
And so we cannot continue to provoke Lord to jealousy.
因为祖宗们已经惹神的愤恨过一次了，已经死了很多人了。
Because historically, the Israelites had already provoked God to jealousy, and many people died because of it.
以色列百姓在旷野的时候，他们真的，圣经讲那个不知道几次。神说至少十次，用各种方法试探我。
And in the Old Testament, it mentions many times that the Israelites were testing God.
他们一次一次的去让神发怒。
And time after time, they provoked the Lord to anger.
最后，这些神不喜欢的人都倒在旷野。
And in the end, the people whom God was not pleased with, their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
进不了神所应许的。那个迦南美地
and they could not reach the promised land.
虽然他们都已经出了埃及，离开那个为奴之家
，even though they had already escaped from Egypt，
但是都走不到底，没办法得救。
But they could not walk to the end and receive salvation.
为什么会这样子
？Why did this happen？
因为不谨慎，因为他没有真的认识，没有真的认识神的原则。
Because the Israelites were not well disciplined and were not familiar with God's teachings.
所以其实保罗说他，我只是说偶像算得什么吗
？And so Paul says that idol is nothing.
我们现在再想想哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按着他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
Verse 2, if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know.
那这个自由有知识人他知道什么?
And for these people with knowledge, what do they really know?
他知道说这个偶像没有什么。
They know that the idol is nothing.
所以现在这个东西说献祭给偶像，那既然他不是什么，那他这个献给他的东西又算得什么？我当然可以吃。
And so they are able to eat food offered to idols because an idol is nothing, and the food offered to the idols are nothing as well.
但是这个自以为有知识人，他忽略了一点，就是他不知道这个偶像的背后那个魔鬼的工作。
And The person with knowledge has forgotten that this food offered to idols has the demon behind it.
所以最后保罗他对这个问题做一个结论，就是你不要以为吃偶像祭偶像之物的东西就是一般的食物而已。
And so the conclusion that Paul made was that don't think that the food offered to idols is normal food only.
因为其实这些食物已经跟鬼相交了。
Because really these
foods 已经给鬼了。
Have already been offered to the demons.
所以有些没有看见的是你不知道的。
And so you may not see it, and you may not know it, but it has already happened.
所以这个就是保罗他用他自己的例子来说他怎么样谨慎。他有知识，他有自由，但是他非常的小心去，不要让别人跌倒。
And so Paul uses himself as an example that he is very disciplined. Even though he has knowledge and freedom, he is very careful to not let other people stumble.
以色列的祖宗们曾经做变成神不喜欢的人，你要小心呢。
And he warns them that the Israelites were not pleased. God was not pleased with the Israelites.
不要自以为站立得稳，不要自以为有知识可以自高自大。
And he warns the church to not think that they have strong faith and strong knowledge.
一定要谨慎。
And that they have to beware.
十章第二十三节。
In chapter 10, verse 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
24节说，无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
24. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
我们今天要怎么样运用我们的知识，我们所享受在主里的自由呢？
Today, how do we utilize our knowledge and our freedom in the Lord?
我们一定要想到，凡事都要求别人的益处。
We do this by seeking other people's well-being and not our own.
我们要想到我所做的事情会不会造就人。
We need to think about whether our actions will save other people.
一个谨慎的人，他一定会再三的思考。
A person who is very disciplined will think about these matters.
有时候我们可能会自己说啊，这个没有关系。但是如果别人提醒我们，如果了解的，我们一定会小心的。
Sometimes when we are alone, we may think that this is okay, but when other people remind us, we know that we have to be more careful.
但是一个自高自大的人可能就不会听你讲什么了。
But a person who has knowledge and is puffed up may not listen to this advice.
所以有关于这个吃喝的问题，我们现在看第三十一节。
So now let's turn to verse 31 regarding eating and drinking.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Verse 31, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
我们今天所做的事情，应该想到我做出来，除了会不会造就人，还要想到会不会荣耀神。
And in whatever we do today, we need to think whether it will save God, save other people, and whether it will glorify God.
如果神的名会因我所做的，神的荣耀会受亏损，那当然就不做。
If it will not glorify God, then it is something that we should not do.
虽然我好像可以去做。
Even though it is something that is permissible.
但是这个就会谨慎，如果会这样想就会谨慎了。
But if we have discipline, then we will think about these things in this way.
为什么？
Why is that?
神的救恩目的就是要救人。
Because we know that God's ultimate goal is to save people.
凡是被神所造的人都得救，这叫神的荣耀。
And to glorify God is to save more people.
所以主耶稣说，他在最后跟天父的祷告，他说：“你所赐给我的人呢，我都已经保守他们了。”
And so in his prayer, God has said that the people that you have given to me, I have already saved all of them.
我现在求你跟你一起同享荣耀。
And now I want to partake this glory with you.
那这个荣耀就是你所交付的工作我完成了。
And this glory is given to me because I have finished the work you have given to me.
那这些属于你的人，我都把他们教导了，我让他们都在你里面，除了那个灭亡之子之外，没有一个成人的。
And that I have preached the gospel to everyone I could, and I've saved the people you let me save.
所以你看，神他说，主耶稣他的目标就是要让众人都得救。
And so the purpose and the goal of God is to let more people receive salvation.
保罗也是这样想。
And Paul has the same thinking.
我们现在看第三十二节。
Let's turn to verse 32.
不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。
Verse 32, give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God.
33节。
33.
就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many that they may be saved.
他这样子讲完之后，第十一章的第一节说：“你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
And after saying this in chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says to imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
这就是一个模范的工人，他在圣经里面所留下给我们一个美好的脚踪。
And this is an exemplary servant and worker of Christ who left a great testimony for us.
他何等的 concern 就是关心有关于人的得救问题。
And he was very concerned about the well-being of the believers.
他在行事的时候，他怎么样用爱心去考虑到别人的得救与否。
And in his actions and his daily life, he was considerate and walked in love for other people's faith.
然后最后他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
And in the end, he said that to imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ.
这个就是像一个父亲在教导他的孩子一样的。
And this was like the perspective of a father disciplining and teaching his children.
那今天呢？这是教会，今天是我们教会所面临的一个挑战。
And for us today, it is a test for us.
有时候我们一个 challenge，
a challenge for us。
有时候我们做事太随性了。
And it is a challenge for us because sometimes when we execute certain actions, we are too careless about it.
我们没有去考虑到我所做出的事情会不会有什么真的会让得救出问题，有这个后果。
And we are too careless about it because we do not consider whether our actions have repercussions for other believers.
有时候可能我们跟一个人的一个吵架，可能就让这个人他就不来教会了。
And sometimes when we get in an argument with another brother, it might make them no longer come to church.
那如果我们会考虑到说我这个行为本身会不会让人不能得救，那我们真的会很小心。
But if we were considerate of whether our actions and argument with them would jeopardize their faith, we would be more careful.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
And so we need to ask God to help us.
让我们从圣经里面所记载这些教训，让我们用神的真理来要求我们自己。
So that we may become more perfect through the truth of God.
那我们在面对教会里面现在末世的时候所遇到的挑战呢，我们都可以得胜。我们可以让每一个人都在主的救恩里面站立得稳。
And so in the challenges that we meet in the end times may save more people.
那我们都能够像主耶稣基督一样。
And so for all of us, we can imitate Christ.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
384首。